Part 1. Blue Ocean Strategy. Chapter 1. Creating Blue Oceans. A one-time accordion player, stilt walker, and fire eater, Guy Laliberte is now CEO of Cirque du Soleil, one of Canada's largest cultural exports. The Cirque's productions to date have been seen by some 150 million people in over 300 cities around the world. In less than 20 years since its creation, Cirque du Soleil achieved a level of revenues that took Ringling Bros and Barnum and Bailey, the once global champion of the circus industry, more than 100 years to attain. What makes this growth all the more remarkable is that it was not achieved in an attractive industry, but rather in a declining industry in which traditional strategic analysis pointed to limited potential for growth. Supplier power on the part of star performers was strong, so was buyer power. Alternative forms of entertainment, ranging from various kinds of urban live entertainment to sporting events to home entertainment, cast an increasingly long shadow. Children cried out for video games rather than a visit to the traveling circus. Partially as a result, the industry was suffering from steadily decreasing audiences and, in turn, declining revenue and profits. There was also increasing sentiment against the use of animals in circuses by animal rights groups. Ringling Bros and Barnum and Bailey had long set the standard, and competing smaller circuses essentially followed with scaled-down versions. From the perspective of competition-based strategy, then, the circus industry appeared unattractive. Another compelling aspect of Cirque du Soleil's success is that it did not win by taking customers from the already shrinking circus industry, which historically catered to children. Cirque du Soleil did not compete with Ringling Bros and Barnum and Bailey. Instead, it created uncontested new market space that made the competition irrelevant. It appealed to a whole new group of customers, adults and corporate clients prepared to pay a price several times as great as traditional circuses for an unprecedented entertainment experience. Significantly, one of the first Cirque productions was titled We Reinvent the Circus. New Market Space. Cirque du Soleil succeeded because it realized that to win in the future, companies must stop competing with each other. The only way to beat the competition is to stop trying to beat the competition. To understand what Cirque du Soleil achieved, imagine a market universe composed of two sorts of oceans, red oceans and blue oceans. Red oceans represent all the industries in existence today. This is the known market space. Blue oceans denote all the industries not in existence today. This is the unknown market space. In the red oceans, industry boundaries are defined and accepted, and the competitive rules of the game are known. Here, companies try to outperform their rivals to grab a greater share of existing demand. As the market space gets crowded, prospects for profits and growth are reduced. Products become commodities, and cutthroat competition turns the red ocean bloody. Blue oceans, in contrast, are defined by untapped market space, demand creation, and the opportunity for highly profitable growth. Although some blue oceans are created well beyond existing industry boundaries, most are created from within red oceans by expanding existing industry boundaries, as Cirque du Soleil did. In blue oceans, competition is irrelevant because the rules of the game are waiting to be set. It will always be important to swim successfully in the red ocean by outcompeting rivals. Red oceans will always matter and will always be a fact of business life. But with supply exceeding demand in more industries, competing for a share of contracting markets, while necessary, will not be sufficient to sustain high performance. Companies need to go beyond competing. To seize new profit and growth opportunities, they also need to create blue oceans. Unfortunately, blue oceans are largely uncharted. The dominant focus of strategy work over the past 30 years has been on competition-based red ocean strategies. The result has been a fairly good understanding of how to compete skillfully.